Yeah, it was a deep crossing route. My memory serves to Greg Little, and I just don't think he put enough air on top of the ball. You know, it was and I don't think he saw the guy, obviously, or he wouldn't have thrown it quite the way he threw it. But yeah, didn't give it enough air to put over the top.
A play like that, you assume it could be a blow to a quarterback's or a player's system.
Right.
What needs to happen as he revolves through that thing?
Well, he needs to get back and look. He gets on the sideline. He looks at the pictures. I don't know if you're asking directly what happens right after that. He gets on. Yeah. You know, just like he's done all year long, you got to keep shooting. You can't go into a shell and be afraid to, you know, throw it up out there. Obviously, with merit, you know, you need to see those kind of things. But once that happens to you one time, you're a little bit more diplomatic, shall we say, with your next throw, without being, you know, without holding on to it and, you know, being conservative with it.
Right. We didn't seem to be making so much progress from game one up to the end of the game. It's kind of leveled off or even maybe progressed a little bit. Is it a victim of overcoaching or is my analysis now?
I don't know. I don't know. Most coaches I know coach them right up to the time that the ball gets kicked and then through that and after that. So I don't know. I guess I probably didn't equate up to the Indianapolis game and to now. I mean, you have to suffice to say that he's a rookie. He's going to have some back steps as we go. I mean, sometimes it's going to be three steps ahead, one step back. Do I like it that way? Do I prefer it that way? No, I'd like to see it as a, you know, a steady climb. But, I mean, he's going to digress every now and then, and as I think most rookies do. You know, it's rare when they don't, whether we're talking about the guy we're playing on the other side this week. I mean, go back and look at some of his numbers from his rookie year.
Some of the top quarterbacks in the league, and we even saw it last week with Cousins, they get the football out quickly.
Right.
And we've seen a lot of situations this year where Brandon isn't getting the football out quickly, you know, having to roll out, still look in, end up throwing the ball away, things of that nature. What is happening on those plays?
You know, I probably beg to differ with it about whether he's getting it out, because he's not, you don't see him taking an inordinate amount of sacks where he just flat doesn't know where to go with it or how to get it there or how to throw it away and live to play another down. So I probably don't see that way. Has he had some that have been slapped back at him? He has. You look at those things, sometimes you say, geez, is the guy too short? Is his delivery this way? And it's probably because his eyesight, you know, those guys along defensive line, when they get stuck now, and our line's been doing a nice job of protecting, when they get stuck, they're timing jumps. And typically they're standing around the line of scrimmage. They can't get there. So you have to give kudos to those guys because they haven't quit on the rush. And from our standpoint, we can't probably be staring in the same spot for too long.
How do you deal with this Denver pass rush?
Well, I'll tell you what, you better make provisions to double, to chip, to slide protections, to fade a tight end in there and help your tackle every now and then, because those two guys are something coming off the edges, Doomerville and Miller. And I probably didn't have as great a feeling for them, you know, how good they are, how fast they are, till, you know, you spend time starting to watch film on these guys, and they run a lot of people down. I think probably the people that don't get enough credit are those inside guys, those inside players, those defensive tackles that are pushing the pocket. You know what you've got in the speed coming off the edges.
Hey, with Brandon yesterday, he said for the last couple of games he just wants to let it rip and let it fly. Have you noticed any hesitancy maybe in the last 6-8 games where he's kind of hesitated to throw the ball when maybe he had guys open?
You know, I haven't seen him be particularly reticent to throw the football. I mean, I haven't seen him hold it. I think he's getting it out, you know, predominantly on time. I mean, are there some throws where maybe he's pulled back on it? There may be a few of those, but I don't think any more or any less than any of the other quarterbacks that I've seen play.
Joe Thomas been grading out week after week? What kind of season is he having?
Pretty steady. I mean, which, you know, I don't know. There's not a lot of stats to go around a left tackle position, you know. And if the quarterback's not getting knocked on his rear end from the blind side, you think the guy's doing a pretty good job. We haven't talked about Joe that much in here, so he's doing a pretty good job, just a steady job.
Brad, there's always this overriding perspective about Weeden, is that he's 29, is this as good as he's going to get? What do you see as his ceiling?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess that's there obviously because of his age, but, I mean, we're talking about a rookie. You know, it's no different than if a guy goes on a Mormon mission when he's 19 and he comes back to BYU and he's still a freshman. He's a freshman. You know, and you say, well, he's not by age. No, he's not by age, but he's a rookie in this venue. And I think that kind of encapsulates where he's at. He's in a rookie season of learning what the drill is and getting that first lap around the track. And so that's no different than he or Mitchell Schwartz or Josh or anybody. You know, can we expect it to get better? You should expect it to get better. If you say, geez, the guy's had time to do this. Now, it's 1 year time? I don't think so. I mean, I think typically you're judging those guys in, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 year increments, you know, if you give them that long.
Does it hurt that he's coming in a year where there's two or three other dynamic rookie quarterbacks, and the natural tendency for us and for fans is to look how good these guys are doing in their first year, and where he's kind of...
You know, but when you say that, you know, I mean, I go right away to a Luck, and you know, I note that he's got maybe four more touchdown passes, but has one more interception. I think his passer rating is below Blaine Gabbert's. Below the kid at the Vikings, below a lot of people. So, I guess that's perception-wise. Does it hurt him coming in? Hurts him. It doesn't hurt him. It's just that it's going to be called a pretty doggone strong class, you know, as it goes forward, I think.
I'm going to follow up on that because that's kind of my point. When Luck has his rookie year, you think, well, he's only 23. He's got a lot of room to grow.
Yeah.
And again, my question on Weeden is, how much can he grow at his age in the game of quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd give me this, Tony, you'd say that. Do you think Andrew Luck is mature, or do you think he's going to have a growth spurt here, or anything like that, or add 20 pounds and maybe inches?
No,
right. I mean, how much is he going to grow? So he's got all his faculties about him that you're saying. He's probably got about what he's going to have, okay? Well, his experience is going to be the same as Brandon's, you know, providing that they both start 16 games. You know, he's had maybe a little bit more success in terms of the wins. He started probably faster than Brandon started. But I would think maybe a 29-year-old maybe will process faster than a 23-year-old. You know, we're talking about chronological age, so I don't know if there's a lot of case studies on this thing, but I mean, from a physical maturity standpoint, I don't know how much is going to change. What kind of off-season he has is going to have something to do with it. How many off-season programs he's been in.
As a quarterback gets older, one who's been around since he's 22 or so, I mean, it's not like Weeden has been sacked for 8 years.
Right.
You know, so his body has been taking that pounding. So what is that? What wears the quarterback down? Is it just there's just so many throws in his arm, or what? When he gets to be old.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's I don't think that there's a going back to Tony's thing. I don't think there's a finite number of throws that you know you can squeeze out of. It's not like toothpaste coming out of the tube. You know, where you say, okay, we're 29 here. We don't have much more to go here. There's guys that can have maintained that stroke. I'm going to the extreme. But Brett Favre at 40 could still throw it. He could tell you he could still throw it. It's just that he didn't have some other faculties that he would like to possess. The beating that they take has something to do with it. You're right. It's not like he was beat unmercifully. It's not like a running back that comes out and you say, boy, that's a high mileage guy. Or like a rental car at the airport. You say, got a lot of miles on it right here, you know. They've been pretty easy miles, I think.
When you look at the talent around Brandon, you've been around, you know, so many teams throughout your whole career. You know, sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, he doesn't have much talent around him. What, you know, how would you rate the talent around him?
I don't know if I'm a good one to rate. You're probably better off to talk to a personnel person about that.
To get the job done, or is he kind of having to play with the hand that's dealt him?
Yeah, but I don't think it's crying poor. I think you're always in a climb to try to acquire personnel, whether it's in the running game or in the passing game, whether it's at the tight end or wide receiver, guys that can complement him. If you can get better in another area, it only stands to serve you, I think, in the passing area.
That a lot of them are still young. I mean, you know, Travis just coming in, and Josh.
And in our case, yeah. I mean, those are some guys that just showed up after him.
When you sit up in the press box, and you're on kind of the same vantage point as us, and you see those receivers open like Gordon early in the game against Washington, first couple series, and Whedon missed them. And you've seen that every game. Is there one overriding reason he's missing them, or is it different for each one?
That's a good question. I couldn't assign it into one box, I don't think, you know, whether it's got anxious, got a little bit too pumped, didn't see a guy. I don't think I'd put all those in one category, you know. If you're terming his misses, Tony, you know, I just couldn't feed them all into one thing and say, well, it's because his heart was beating too fast or he was too excited. It was the first series of the game. I can't.
And you look at the tape try to get in his brain why he missed them there?
You know, we talk about making the routine plays routinely. It's what we talk about. I mean, I think if you can make those routine plays, then the special plays come based on the guys that are standing on the other end of the football.
He made half of those throws that you know in your mind guys are open. I mean, what statistically his year would be?
Well, I mean, that's like saying, you know, if Josh Gordon catches the ball against Indianapolis, you know, what statistically does that mean? Will that end up equating to win? I don't know. I don't know what ends up happening in that game. That's a kind of a nebulous thing to get your brain around. What does that mean? Just the routine plays, I think, are the ones you want the guy to make, you know, and seeing the people in the correct order you want him to see them in. And by and large, he's doing that. But, you know, the ones that stick out are the ones that you're mentioning.
Combination of what you've learned about Whedon, the fact he's got most of a full season now starting, then would add an off season of what you know a quarterback will be studying. How would you project what kind of player he's going to be next year?
I would think he'd be, I'm not going to say leaps and bounds, but I would say you'd see a different guy come to training camp and progress through the preseason and into the regular season. That's provided things stay static around him, which there's no guarantee there either. This is a fluid business, as we all know.
Richardson has his per rush average has dropped really pretty significantly.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about why you feel that is and how much of a factor that rib injury is.
I think we talked about this last week. I don't know that that thing will ever be, you know, quite where it needs to be till after he gets some time to rest it in the off season. But to equate that to yards per carry, I wouldn't do that, certainly. You know, he's just had some different looks at it than, you know, the guy behind him than Monterio. And we can be a little bit cleaner in the running game, which would, you know, make him be a little bit cleaner, I think, with his yards per attempt.
Get any sense of trying to wear it down?
I don't get that sense at all. Nope, that's one thing. I feel like he's strong right here as we go into the last 2 weeks.
You just talked about things remaining static for Brandon Whedon. Do you think about what could happen here in about 10 days or 12 days?
I can't waste a lot of time doing that. That's a kind of a misuse of energy. So I don't. What will be will be. I believe that.
Back to Weed, you like the fact that yesterday he came out and said, I haven't been good enough, and I got up my level of play, and I know there are things that I've missed, and I expect more of myself. I mean, your experience with quarterbacks, do you like that as a tutor of them?
I like that among any player in this league that is not a displaced blame guy. And I think as a quarterback, you got to own it particularly because, you know, they can say, hey, all the guy has to do is be a game manager. Anybody that touches the ball 60 or 70 times a game is going to have something to do with the outcome, whether it be a center quarterback exchange or whether it be a long throw for a bomb.